Hi everyone, welcome to our daily devotionals and happy Wednesday. Today we're going to continue on in the Gospel according to Mark, and our passage comes from Mark chapter 6, verses 30 to 44. Mark chapter 6, verses 30 to 44. Verse 30, the apostles returned to Jesus and told him all that they had done and taught. And he said to them, "Come away by yourselves to a desolate place and rest a while." For many were coming and going, and they had no leisure even to eat. And they went away in the boat to a desolate place by themselves. Now many saw them going and recognized them, and they ran there on foot from all the towns and got there ahead of them. When he went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion on them, because they were like sheep without a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. And when it grew late, his disciples came to him and said, "This is a desolate place, and the hour is now late. Send them away to go into the surrounding countryside and villages and buy themselves something to eat." But he answered them, "You give them something to eat." And they said to him, "Shall we go and buy 200 denarii worth of bread and give it to them to eat?" And he said to them, "How many loaves do you have? Go and see." And when they had found out, they said, "Five and two fish." Then he commanded them all to sit down in groups on the green grass. So they sat down in groups by hundreds and by fifties, and taking the five loaves and the two fish, he looked up to heaven and said a blessing, and broke the loaves and gave them to the disciples to set before the people. And he divided the two fish among them all. And they all ate and were satisfied. And they took up 12 baskets full of broken pieces and of the fish. And those who ate the loaves were 5,000 men. Amen. All right, so over the past 2 days, we've been talking about how Jesus had sent out his apostles with his power and his authority to go from town to town in pairs, to heal the sick, to cast out demons, and to call for repentance, to teach all that they have heard from Jesus themselves. Now, the apostles had returned from their ministry journey, from a long ministry journey, and Jesus tells them that they can rest. Go away to a desolate place and rest a while. And so the disciples decide to do that. They actually travel by boat. And when many of the crowds, the people, had saw these disciples traveling by boat, they actually ran to where they were going by foot from all the towns, and they got there ahead of the disciples. Now, Jesus also goes ashore, and when he gets there, he sees this great crowd, and he sees that they are like sheep without a shepherd. That they are just roaming around. There's no one to guide them, no one to feed them, no one to love on them. And so Jesus has compassion on them. He began to teach them many things. Now, the whole day goes by, and it's dark now. It's late at night. And it says in verse 35 that when it grew late, Jesus' disciples came to him and said, This is a desolate place, and the hour is now late. Send them away to go into the surrounding countryside and villages and buy themselves something to eat. It's not explicit in this verse here, but I think that this is the disciples' ploy. A ploy to get the crowds out of their way so that they can finally just rest. Why did the crowds come? Why are they bothering us? These are probably the questions that the disciples were asking themselves. And instead of asking those questions directly to Jesus, they have this inner ploy to tell Jesus, to tell these people to go away to the surrounding countryside and villages and to go eat so that they can finally close their eyes and get some good, well-needed rest. Now, I completely understand where the disciples are coming from. Because after a long day of ministry or after a long season of ministry, sometimes we just want to rest. And actually, sometimes we really need that rest in order to move forward. It's actually a necessity for long-term ministry. But what's interesting is that Jesus responds to these disciples saying, "You give them something to eat." The same person Jesus, who told these disciples that they can go to this desolate place and to rest, is now telling them that they should give the people something to eat themselves. Now, I think what's happening here is that Jesus is actually trying to teach them that proclaiming the kingdom and doing ministry is not just when you feel like it, it's not only when you have the time to do it, and it's not only during the daytime. The apostles had just returned from experiencing miracles that were done through them. Jesus wasn't with them during their journey, but his power and authority was. And the apostles were casting out demons, healing the sick, and teaching others all that they had heard from Jesus, even as Jesus was not physically present. And yet, they had forgotten what it looks like to actually have compassion upon people. Compassion is an other-centered sacrifice, giving up our wants for the needs of others. And it's through Jesus' compassion that we will see yet another miracle. Jesus tells the disciples, "How much food do you have? Go and find out." And the disciples come back saying, "We have 5 loaves and 2 fish. And so with those 5 loaves and 2 fish, it's almost impossible to feed the number of people that were present, the crowds of people who were waiting. And they were there all day, had nothing to eat. They were probably really hungry. And it's impossible to feed 5,000 people and more with just 5 loaves and 2 fish. So miraculous that the people even had 12 baskets full of broken pieces of bread and a fish left over. And the people were satisfied. Now, I think what I want to encourage us with today is to not let our own agenda and our own plans get in the way of Christ-like compassion. Perhaps today, as you go about your day, there's going to be someone in your life who's going to ask for help. You're going to recognize that this person is like a sheep without a shepherd. And I'm not calling us to be the shepherd per se, but God has called us to love his sheep. God has called us to feed his sheep, to tend his sheep. And even though you might have a busy schedule already planned in your day, perhaps the Holy Spirit might be tugging on your heart to have compassion on this person. And so I want to encourage you, don't let your own agenda and your own plans for this day to get in the way of Christ-like compassion. Let's be prepared to show compassion to someone today. So let's take some time to prepare our hearts for this day, to show compassion as Christ showed compassion to the crowds. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the compassion of Christ, that even though Jesus and his disciples had been ministering and had been healing and casting out demons for many days now, and they needed rest, Jesus still had compassion upon people who were like sheep without a shepherd. Lord, teach us, Lord, how to have compassion, even in the midst of the busyness, even in the midst of tiredness. Lord, would you be our strength? Lord, would you give us your power, Lord, to be able to do all these things, Father? God, as we go about our day today, open our eyes to see the people who may be in need. And I pray that you would give us wisdom through your Holy Spirit to know how we can meet, Lord, their needs, how we can have compassion on them, other-centered sacrifice, meeting the needs of others by giving up our wants. So, Lord, be with us, Father, and continue, Lord, to lead us by your Holy Spirit, that we may have compassion on others. We thank you and pray all these things in your Son's name. Amen. Thanks so much for joining, everyone. Let's be a people of compassion today. Hope to see you tomorrow.